the PowerPoint on now, please. Have you heard about the church that was receiving so much money, truckloads, in fact, that they had to ask people to stop bringing their tithes and offerings?
你们有没有听说过有哪一间教会收到很多很多的奉献，这些奉献呢真是用卡车来装的，那他们以至于呢不得不呢叫人们停止，不要奉献了。
I've not heard of that church either.
我从来也没有听说过这样一个教会。
But you know, there is a story in the Old Testament which you can read about in Exodus chapter 35 and 36.
但是你知道在圣经旧约里面呢，是在出埃及记的35章和36章呢有这样一段的故事。
God's people, they gladly, they willingly, they generously made contributions for the building of the tabernacle.
那里讲到呢，神的子民们，他们很乐意的，很心甘情愿的，很慷慨的，带他们的礼物来奉献，来建造神的圣殿。
They made contributions to fill it with furnishings and to provide for the needs of the priests.
他们这些奉献呢，是用来装饰这个建造这个圣殿，并且装饰内部，而且呢，来供应祭司们的所需。
The people were eager to invest in God's plan and God's work.
这些人呢，他们非常的热心的、热切的来投资到神的工作、神的计划里面。
They responded to a very simple invitation with abundant generosity, and then they had to be told to stop being so generous.
他们只是听到一个简单的邀请，邀请他们就是带礼物来，他们就非常热情的、非常慷慨的来回应这个邀请，以至于呢，不得不人们他们的领袖呢，不得不叫他们停止了，不要再带来了。
Now today the reality is so different.
今天呢？事实呢，非常的不同。
Christians seem to fight for every nickel they can get a hold of, and they tightly hold on to every nickel that they have.
现在呢，今天的基督徒呢，好像他们很努力的去争取金钱，赚取金钱，并且呢，他们紧紧的抓住他们所赚取的。
One of Satan's most effective tactics in the spiritual battle against Christians is to keep them attracted to and captivated by money.
魔鬼撒旦在对基督徒的征战当中呢，他非常有效的一个方法就是让基督徒呢非常非常的被金钱钱财所吸引，并且呢被钱财所掳掠。
Now Jesus, he was right on the money, or he was correct when he said,In Luke chapter 16, verse 13, no servant can serve two masters.
主耶稣基督在路加福音第十六章的第十三节里面说的非常对，那里呢讲到说一个仆人不能侍奉两个主。
He said that either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to one and despise the other.
他在那里说到呢，不是恶这个，就是爱那个。就是不是轻这个，就是重的一个。
You cannot serve both God and money.
你不可能又侍奉神，又侍奉马门。
Now money, it is one of the most significant and the most often talked about spiritual matters in the Bible.
金钱呢，是在圣经里面一个很重要的一个话题，是常常被讨论的。
And it is money that easily distracts Christians from God and destroys their relationship with God.
金钱呢，常常把基督徒们吸引离开他们的主，并且呢，来破坏他们和主之间的关系。
You see, Satan attacks people and he says, make more for yourself.
撒旦呢，这样来攻击人们，就是他说，他跟人们讲说，你们更多的为自己积攒金钱吧。
Save more for yourself.
为自己积攒金钱，为自己赚更多的钱吧。
Invest more for yourself.
为自己投资更多的吧。
And spend more on yourself.
也在你自己身上花更多的钱吧。
Now sadly, many Christians love and pursue money to the point of losing the spiritual battle.
很遗憾的是，很多基督徒呢，他们是这样的爱钱，这样的追逐金钱，以至于他们，在这个跟金钱的这个征战里面呢，他们就失败了。
They lose the spiritual battle with money, and they become the unwitting servants of Satan.
他们在这场征战当中失败了，就成为撒旦的奴隶。
You see, no one can serve both God and money. You must choose.
没有一个人既可以侍奉主，又可以侍奉金钱。你必须在两者之间选择。
And today I want to tell you to choose God.
我今天要告诉你们，你们要选择神。
If you choose God instead of money, your life will become happier and more blessed.
如果你选择的是主，而不是钱的话，你的生活会更加的快乐，会更加的受祝福。
And if you choose God instead of money, and you learn to follow the financial teachings in the Bible, our ministry together as a church family will grow and become more effective.
如果你选择神而不是选择金钱的话，而且你照着圣经的教导来怎么样使用金钱的话，我们在一起的事工就会更加的有效果。
Now in a couple of weeks, we are going to be voting on the proposed budget for 2020.
再过两周呢，我们整个教会呢就要来对我们2020年的预算进行表决。
If every Christian at Oak Ridge Baptist Church, and especially if every voting member at OBC had a healthy, biblical attitude towards money, the annual church budget would be easily met.
如果我们教会的每一个基督徒，每一个有投票资格的基督徒都能够遵照圣经的教导的话呢，我们的那个预算呢，就很容易就可以达到的。
And not only would it be easily met, but if there was generosity, then additional money would be available to develop new outreach ministries.
不光是我们的预算可以达到，而且呢，还可以有，如果人们更慷慨地来奉献的话呢，我们还可以有钱去做一些外展的事工。
And if there was generosity, additional money would be available to fix the things that are going to break down as this physical building continues to deteriorate.
如果有更慷慨的捐赠的话呢，我们还可以有钱来修补这个教堂里面需要修补的地方。
Now, throughout my 37 years of pastoral ministry, I have heard many explanations, or more like excuses, for why Christians are not generous.
在我37年的牧会的生涯当中，我听到很多的解释，也可以说是一些借口，就是来解释为什么基督徒不是慷慨的来奉献。
But today, I don't want to highlight the excuses.
但是今天呢，我不是要去讲那些解释，那些原因。
Instead, I want to challenge you with the idea that being generous and giving money away is actually making an investment with God.
我更想呢，要来挑战你，就是要告诉你一个观念，就是说你奉献到对奉献呢是其实对神的一个投资。
And making an investment with God is one of the wisest, most beneficial decisions that you will ever make.
而且呢，我还想告诉你呢，把钱拿到上帝这里来投资呢，是你能做的最聪明、最智慧的一个决定。
Now, just don't take my word for it.
你不要以为这是我自己讲的。
It seems that this is what God Himself has declared in Malachi chapter 6.
这个呢，这个意思呢，是在马拉基书第三章的第六节到第十二节，神这样讲到。
I'm going to read the passage, and some of you can follow along on the overhead, the PowerPoint.
我要读英文，请看中文的呢，请看屏幕。
Malachi chapter 3 verse 6 begins, I, the Lord, do not change. So you, O descendants of Jacob, are not destroyed. Ever since the first time of your forefathers, you have turned away from my decrees and have not kept them. Return to me, and I will return to you, says the Lord Almighty. But you ask, How are we to return? Will a man rob God? Yet you rob me. But you ask, how do we rob you? In tithes and offerings. You are under a curse, the whole nation of you, because you are robbing me. Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. Test me in this, says the Lord Almighty, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that you will not have room enough for it. I will prevent pests from devouring your crops, and the vines in your fields will not cast their fruit, says the Lord Almighty. Then all the nations will call you blessed, for yours will be a delightful land, says the Lord Almighty. In God's criticism of the miserly and self-serving descendants of Jacob, he challenges them to put him to the test.
在这里呢，神呢，他批评雅各的这些后代呢，他们吝啬，他们谋取私利。他同时呢，告诉他们说，你们可以来试试我。
He says that if people will fulfill their obligation to bring tithes and offerings into the storehouse, he will bless them.
他呢说，如果人们履行他们奉献的义务，十一奉献和其他礼物的义务的话呢，他就要大大的赐福给他们。
Now, why should a Christian be generous and invest with God?
为什么一个基督徒应该很慷慨的来奉献呢？
Well, first, because investing with God is an obedient response to God's commands.
因为做这个十一奉献和礼物的奉献呢，是对神的命令的一个顺服的回应。
I happen to think that it's only a fool who would ignore or refuse to comply with God's command and would only have himself to blame for the consequences.
我想呢，只有傻瓜呢才会拒绝听从神的话来照神的命令而行。如果这样子的话呢，傻瓜他自己呢就要负责任，为后果负责的。
Now, a second reason is that investing with God is beneficial.
第二，另外呢，你对神投资呢也是很有益的。
By this I mean that it is the avenue to God's abundant blessing.
我这样讲呢，是因为向神奉献的话呢，是得到祝福的一个通道。
You see, God promises to bless, and He takes pleasure in blessing His obedient children.
因为神他应许他要祝福，并且呢，他愿意祝福给他那些顺从的子民。
Now, in addition to investing with God out of obedience and in expectation of blessing, I want to offer you one more reason for investing with God.
除了要得到祝福，并且是去顺服神的命令，我还要给你提供一个奉献给神是的原因。
Investing with God is a dramatic response of love and gratitude to God for His investment in you.
对神的奉献呢，也是你对神在你身上的投资的一个很令人兴奋的一个回应。
Now I want you to think about this for a moment.
我想你思考一下我下面要说的话。
God invested in you through His Son, Jesus.
上帝呢，通过他的儿子耶稣，在你身上做了投资。
For God so loved the world that He gave.
因为神是这么的爱世人，以至于他给出来。
At the heart of Christian giving, at the heart of Christian generosity,is the experience of God's generous love and mercy and kindness to you.
在我们基督徒的那个奉献，在我们基督徒的这个慷慨的最核心的地方呢，是那个我们经历到神的大爱，他的怜悯和他的恩慈。
Giving tithes and offerings is a dramatic response of love and gratitude to God.
用我们通过奉献呢，我们就来表示我们对神的这个感恩和这个爱。
It is an expression of devotion to God.
我们也是来表示我们对神的一个摆上。
Christians should eagerly invest with God and bring their tithes and their offerings into the storehouse because of their deep love and gratitude to God.
基督徒们，他们把热心的把他们的奉献，把他们的礼物带到神的家来呢，是因为他们内心的那个深深的对神的爱和感恩。
And so you obey God not because you have to, not because the preacher says you should, but because you want to.
你顺服神来奉献，不是因为你不得不这样做，也不是因为讲员这样讲，而是你心甘情愿的，你愿意这样做。
Now look at how Paul said it in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 7 to 9. And I'm going to ask Claire to read that, please.
我们现在呢就看一下保罗在哥林多后书第八章第七到九节是怎么讲的。你们既然在信心、口才、知识、热心和待我的爱心上都格外显出满足来，就当在这词汇的事上也格外显出满足来。我说这话不是吩咐你们，乃是借着别人的热心试验你们爱心的实在。你们知道我们主耶稣基督的恩典，他本来富足，却为你们成了贫穷，叫你们因着他的贫穷可以成为富足。
You know that I once had a church member, and not in this church, but a church member approached me and say, Pastor, I don't like the decision the church leaders made.
我曾经呢有一个会员呢曾经来跟我这样讲，这个会员呢不是我们这个教会的，他曾经讲的说，牧师啊，你们所做的决定呢我不喜欢。
And that person said, either reverse your decision or I will stop giving my tithes to this church.
那位会员呢就说，除非你呢撤销你们这个决定，要不然呢我就不再做对这个教堂做奉献了。
Now, what a sad moment that was, because it was a terrible abuse of tithing.
这真是一件很可悲的事情，因为这样的想法呢，是对十一奉献的一个滥用。
The giving of tithes and offerings is not to be done to garner favor.
我们做十一奉献呢，不是为了获取好处。
It's not to manipulate decisions.
也不是为了操纵决定。
It's not to get your own way.
也不是说是让事情照你的方法来做。
But it is to express love and gratitude and devotion to God.
我们做十一奉献呢，是要表达我们对神的爱，对他的感恩和他的摆上。
Now I know that there are church members who do not tithe to their church, but they still speak about or they vote on the financial decisions being made in the church.
我知道呢，有一些教会的会员呢，他们并不做十一奉献，但是呢，他们在财务的教会财务的事情上呢，发表意见并且投票。
And this is a terrible abuse of church membership.
这个呢，也是对会员资格的一种滥用。
You see, mature, wise Christians bring their tithes and offerings to the church with no conditions attached.
一个成熟的、一个智慧的基督徒呢，不管他没有什么附加条件的，他就把他的奉献呢带到教会来。
And they do that because they actually know that they are investing with God.
因为他们知道，他们那样做呢，其实他们是在把钱投资到神这里来。
Even when their preferred decision is not made in the church, they keep on tithing to the church.
即使他们所喜欢的那个决定并没有做出来，他们仍然把奉献带来。
And they do this because they want to be obedient to God's command, and they are firmly committed to expressing their love and their gratitude to God.
他们这样做呢，是因为他们顺服上帝的命令，并且呢，他们很坚定的想要用这种方式来表达对神的爱和感恩。
Now, as I've been speaking, some people may be wondering about the meaning of some of the words that I have used. For example, the words tithes and offerings.
我在这里讲的时候呢，可能有一些人呢会对有一些词汇的意思呢，可能有点不是很清楚。比如说，十一奉献和礼物。
So what are tithes and offerings?
什么是十一奉献和礼物呢？
If you are going to express love and gratitude to God through the giving of tithes and offerings, you need to understand what these actually are.
如果你想要用通过用十一奉献和礼物这个方式来表达对神的爱和感恩的话呢，你需要知道这两个词到底是什么意思。
Tithes are the first 10% of our income or increase or profit.
十一奉献呢，是我们的收入的，或者是我们的财产的增值，或者是我们的获得的利益的十分之一。
Claire, would you read from Leviticus chapter 27, verses 30 to 32?
我会读一下利未记的27章30到32节。地上所有的，无论是地上的种子，是树上的果子，十分之一是耶和华的，是归耶和华为圣的。人若要赎这十分之一的什么物，就要加上五分之一。凡牛群、羊群中，一切从帐下经过的，每地十支要归给耶和华为圣。
In the Old Testament, if a person received 100 sheep, 10 were to be given to the Lord.
在旧约里面，如果一个人得到了100只羊，那其中的十只呢，要归给耶和华。
Now, if you wanted to keep a flock of 100 sheep instead of 90, you could give an amount of money equal to 10 sheep plus 20% and fulfill your tithe obligation.
如果你想留住你的100只羊，而不是只有90只，那你就要奉献出来值这10只羊的价值，并且要加上20%的。
Now, look at what it says in Numbers chapter 18.
在民数记里面十八章也是这样讲。
The Lord said to Moses, "Speak to the Levites and say to them, when you receive from the Israelites the tithe I give you as your inheritance, you must present a tenth of that tithe as the Lord's offering. Your offering will be reckoned to you as grain from the threshing floor or juice from the wine press. In this way,You will also present an offering to the Lord from all the tithes you receive from the Israelites. From these tithes, you must give the Lord's portion to Aaron the priest. You must present as the Lord's portion the best and holiest part of everything given to you. Now, according to these two selections of passages, these verses that we've read, the tithe is 10%.
根据刚才我们所读的这两段经文呢，十一奉献呢就是应该是十分之一。
And all the people and the priests, all the people and the leaders were commanded to tithe.
以色列人和他们的祭司，以及信徒和他们的属灵的领袖都要来做十一奉献。
Now this was the beginning place. This was the starting point of obedience.
这个呢，仅仅是开始。这个呢，是我们顺服的一个开始。
But God also exhorted His people to bring offerings.
并且呢，除了这个以外呢，神呢还劝诫他的子民呢要带礼物来。
And that is why we often say in our worship service that now is the time to worship the Lord with our tithes and offerings.
这个就是为什么我们常常在我们敬拜当中呢，我们会说，哦，现在下面这段时间呢，我们用我们的十一奉献和礼物来敬拜神。
And offerings are additional voluntary gifts above the 10% tithe.
礼物呢是在那个十一奉献的那10%之上的额外的。
Now the Exodus chapter 35 and 36 passages that are referred to at the very beginning of this message are examples of people bringing offerings, not tithes.
在我们讲到一开始所讲到的那个出埃及记35章、36章的那个故事里面所讲到的，人们带来的呢是礼物，而不是十分之一的奉献。
Now the 10% tithe is a starting point and a minimum requirement for Christians, but offerings are like extra scoops of ice cream.
十一奉献呢，是基督徒一个必须尽的责任，是一个最低限度的。而礼物呢，是就像是那个冰淇淋上面那个额外的那一勺，
那
几勺。
You know that one or two scoops are enough.
你知道冰淇淋呢，人家给你一勺两勺已经够好的。
But isn't life just amazingly more enjoyable when you get four or more scoops?
你想一下，如果是你得到第四勺五勺，那是不是太美好了？
Offerings are an amazing, enjoyable way of expressing deep love and gratitude to God.
礼物呢，是一个令人快乐的一个方式，来表示我们对神的爱和感恩。
Two scoop tithing is enjoyable and God honoring, and it brings blessing.
我们说所说的十一奉献呢，就像是两勺的冰淇淋，是好的，是神所看重的，而且神要带赐福给大家的。
But four or more scoops are a wonderful and generous addition.
但是呢，第四勺、第五勺的冰淇淋呢，就是一个非常好、非常好的一个额外的奉献。
Now, in addition to understanding what tithes and offerings are, I need to bring some clarity to another matter.
除了我们要讲一下十一奉献和一般和其他的礼物以外呢，我们还要澄清一下其他的事情。
Where should Christians make their investments with God?
基督徒们到底是应该向什么地方去做他们跟神的这个投资呢？
Where should they bring their tithes and offerings?
他们应该把他们的十一奉献和礼物带到什么地方去呢？
Well, in the Old Testament,
在旧约里面，
we learn that tithes and offerings were to be brought to the Lord.
我们知道呢，这个十一奉献和礼物呢，是要带到神那里去。
But since the Lord was not physically present, they were to be brought to the sanctuary or to the priests or to the representatives of the Lord.
但是呢，因为神呢，他不是一个实实在在的一个物质的一个呈现在我们面前，所以呢，他们就要把这个礼物，这个十一奉献呢，带到神在地上的代表，就是带到会幕，带到祭司那里去。
Remember that in Malachi 3:10, God says to bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, which is His house.
记不记得马拉基书第三章第十节里面，神说将当纳的十分之一全然送入仓库，就是他的家。
And in the New Testament, the tithes and the offerings were to be brought to the disciples or to the elders or to the local church, which served as representatives of the Lord.
在新约里面呢，这个十一奉献和礼物呢，是就是带给神的门徒、那些长老和当地的教会，他们是在神在地上的代表。
And so, Claire, I'd like you to read one example in Acts chapter 11, verses 29 and 30.
在这里呢，我们要读一下《使徒行传》的第十一章的第二十九到三十节。于是门徒定义，照个人的力量捐钱，送去供给住在犹太的弟兄。他们就这样行，把指向托巴拿巴和扫罗送到众长老那里。
And now I'm going to read from Acts chapter, pardon me, First Corinthians chapter 16, verses 1 to 3.
牧师呢要读哥伦多前书的第十六章的一到三节。
Now about the collection for God's people, do what I told the Galatian churches to do. On the first day of every week, each one of you should set aside a sum of money in keeping with his income, saving it up so that when I come, no collections will have to be made.You see, God's designated charity or his receiving house for the whole tithe is the local church.
你看到没有，神在这里指定的接收这个十一奉献和礼物的地方呢，就是当地的本地的教会。
The 10% tithe that God demands is meant to be brought to the local church, to the local church where you attend as an adherent or a member.
所以呢，那个十一奉献呢，就是应该送到你所出席的这一间教会。
You're to bring it to the local church that you call your home church.
就是你常常去的这一间，你叫做你自己的家的这一间教会。
To the local church where you serve and where you receive your spiritual nurture.
就是在那里呢，你侍奉，并且呢，你得到属灵的喂养的那间教会。
Now when it comes to your offerings, which are an addition to your tithes, they can also be brought to the local church.
当我们说到礼物，就是说那个十一奉献以外的那些部分呢，当然也可以送到教会。
But I believe there is actually greater freedom for offerings, and they can be given to other Christian organizations.
那个礼物的那一部分呢，当然有更大的自由度，也就是说呢，可以送到基督徒的其他的基督教的其他的机构。
And so you may wonder, can I give my offerings?To the Billy Graham Association.
你可能会问了，说我可不可以把我的礼物呢送给格里汉他们的事工呢
？Yes.
可以的。
Can I give money to the Far East Commission?
我可不可以把我的奉献给远东的委员会呢
？Yes.
可以的。
Can I give money to my brother who is a missionary in Africa?
我可不可以把钱给我的弟兄，因为他是在非洲做事工的。
Yes.
当然可以。
But recognize that such giving is not a part of your tithe obligation. It is an offering.
但是呢，请注意呢，这种奉献呢，它不是你的十一奉献，而是礼物。
Now one other point of clarification.
另外有一点还要澄清的就是。
If you donate money to the public library or to the hospital,
如果你向公共图书馆或者是医院捐钱的话
or to some civic charity, such action is noble, it is worthy, but it is not the same as giving tithes and offerings.
或者是你把钱捐到一些其他的慈善机构的话呢，你这个行为是高善的，是高尚的，是有价值的。但是呢，它不是我们这里所说的奉献。
Tithes and offerings are invested in God's work, God's plans, or God's organizations.
我们这里说的十一奉献和礼物呢，是用来做神的事工、神的计划和给神的机构的。
Now I have one final point of clarification.
我最后还要澄清的一点就是
，Some Christians surprisingly have concluded that there is a command to tithe, but that it is only found in the Old Testament.
有一些基督徒呢，他们很令人惊奇的以为呢，是的，有在圣经里面呢是有这个十一奉献的这个命令，但是呢，那是在旧约里面。
And therefore, since we are New Testament Christians, they believe that we no longer need to obey the command to bring the tithe into the local church.
因为我们是新约的基督徒，所以呢，他们认为呢，我们没有义务呢要执行这个十一奉献的这个命令。
Now, apart.From the more important point that investing with God is a tremendously meaningful and significant way to express our love and our gratitude to God, the reality is that the Old Testament law of tithing is carried into the New Testament.
我们刚刚说了十一奉献和礼物呢，它除了就是投资到神的事情里面来。并且呢，是我们表达我们对神的爱和感恩的一个方式的话呢，其实呢，旧约里面十一奉献的命令呢，是传承到新约里面来的。
For example, I want you to consider very carefully what Jesus says in Matthew chapter 23, verses 23 and 24.
比如说呢，我想请大家仔细的考虑一下马太福音第二十三章二十三到二十四节，耶稣自己是怎么讲的。
He says, Woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You give a tenth of your spices, mint, dill, and cumin. That is, they believed the Old Testament law of tithing. But you have neglected the more important matters of the law, justice, mercy, and faithfulness.You should have practiced the latter without neglecting the former. Jesus clearly agrees with and reinforces the law of tithing.
耶稣在这里呢，不光是同意，并且呢，他是加强了这个对十一奉献的这个要求。
The Pharisees should have tithed and they should have been compassionate.
那些法利赛人呢，他们应该做十一奉献，而且呢，他们应该对人呢有恩慈的心。
Now, the practice of the early church also confirms an acceptance of the ongoing command to tithe.
在新约里面呢，他们使徒的做法呢，也持续了十一奉献的这个传统。
But what the New Testament tends to emphasize over the simple command to tithe is the attitude that must accompany your investment with God.
只不过呢，在新约里面呢，是强调了我们奉献时候的那个态度。
For example, if you read 2 Corinthians chapters 8 and 9, this is what you will discover about investing your tithes and offerings with God.
比如说呢，如果你去读哥林多后书的第八章、第九章呢，在这里呢，你会发现说，奉献呢，其实是对神的一个投资。
Out of love, you are to do so willingly.
你出于爱呢，你这样去投，这样去奉献的话呢，你是甘心乐意的。
You are to give according to your ability.
你是按照你的能力来奉献的。
You are to give eagerly.
你是很热切的去奉献的。
You're to give sacrificially.
而且你为了要这个奉献呢，也是要做一些牺牲的。
You're to give generously.
你也是要慷慨的来奉献。
You're to give expectantly.
你也是计划好了要奉献的。
And you're to give cheerfully.
你也要开心的、快乐的来奉献。
Now, if you don't give with these attitudes, if you aren't motivated by love and gratitude, then you will forfeit blessing.
如果你没有这些态度，如果你不是因着爱和感恩来奉献的话呢，你就丧失了那个祝福。
But when you give with these attitudes, then you will be blessed.
但是呢，如果你奉献的时候是带着这些态度来奉献的话呢，你一定要得到祝福的。
Claire, would you please read Proverbs chapter 11, verses 24 and 25?
接下来呢，我们会读一下箴言的第十一章二十四到二十五节。有失散的却更增添，有吝惜过度的反致贫穷，好施舍的必得丰裕，滋润人的必得滋润。
And this is what Paul instructed in 1 Timothy chapter 6.
保罗呢也在提摩太前书的第六章这样讲。
Command those who are rich in this present world not to be arrogant, nor to put their hope in wealth, which is so uncertain, but to put their hope in God, who richly provides us with everything for our enjoyment. Command them to do good, to be rich in good deeds, and to be generous and willing to share. In this way, they will lay up treasure for themselves as a firm foundation for the coming age, so that they may take hold of the life that is truly life. And then Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6, verses 19 and 20, and Claire again, if you would read, please.
马太福音第六章第十九到二十节，不要为自己积攒财宝在地上，地上有虫子咬，能锈坏，又有贼挖窟窿来偷。只要积攒财宝在天上，天上没有虫子咬，不能锈坏，也没有贼挖窟窿来偷。
Investing with God, with your tithes and offerings, is one of the wisest and most beneficial decisions you can ever make as a Christian.
把你的十一奉献和礼物带到神这里来，投资在他这边。是你能做的一个最明智的、最聪明的一个决定。
If out of love and gratitude to God you bring your tithes and offerings joyfully and generously, God will bless you.
如果你出于爱和感恩，开心乐意的、慷慨的带着你的奉献来，神一定要赐福你的。
He will refresh you and take care of you.
他一定要让你增添，并且要照看你的。
And he will preserve a treasure in heaven's bank for you.
他也会为你积攒财宝在天上的。
And you can be guaranteed that God's return on your investment will be exceedingly greater than any return that you will ever receive in this world.
你也可以相信神的投资，你在神这边的投资的回报呢，一定高过你在地上任何其他的投资的回报。
Now today I have given to you some of the most valuable financial advice that you will ever receive.
我今天呢给了你们最重要的一个理财的一个建议，是你们在别的地方呢不能得到的。
And I will not even send you an invoice for such excellent advice.
我呢为了这么好的一个建议呢也不会向你们收费的。
If you have not been investing your tithes and your offerings with God, I hope that you will begin.
如果你还没有奉献你的十一奉献和礼物到神这边来呢，我希望你现在开始。
If you have not been using this opportunity to express your love and gratitude to God, I hope you will begin.
如果你们还没有通过这个方式来表示你对神的感恩和爱的话呢，我希望你开始。
You can win the battle with money, and you will never ever regret investing with God.
这样做的话，你会得胜这场跟金钱的这场征战，并且呢，你不会遗憾你在神身上所做的这项投资。
Father God, may this teaching find acceptance in our hearts today and always. Amen.